Rani and Jobelle, dad and daughter, absolute spunks. I love them on this show. I'm sad to see them go. They join us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Now, Jobelle, you grew up always wanting to be on this show. Was there any other reality TV shows that you were hoping to get on one day?
Well, actually, during the show, we were joking. Every time someone asked us what we were on, we were like, oh, no, we're keeping up with Asians. We're replacing the Kardashians. But in terms of reality TV show, I don't know if there was a chance for an all-star. I would love to do it.
Yes.
But, yeah, The Amazing Race is the show for me, for sure.
Oh, good.
Rani, can I ask, obviously we saw last night some fairly dramatic scenes regarding you in the water and requiring being rescued. It was quite harrowing to watch, to be honest, and I can only imagine what it was like to be on the scene. Firstly, are you okay? And B, was it as bad as the show made out? Because it looked like you were in quite a bit of danger.
Yeah, I'm really okay. Yeah, and I'm really good. And actually, I really struggled with the challenge because, for a start, deep water is not my favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, throw me in any land challenges, and I will do it. I'll smash it, but water challenges, that's a big no-no.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Ron, I mean, we're here on the Sunshine Coast. The beaches are a way of life for us here, and obviously something that we're very proud of in terms of our tourism and et cetera, et cetera. So it was a really good, I suppose, eye-opener too for a lot of people to see that, you know what, you think you can do one thing, but you really always have to pay respect to the ocean, hey?
Yeah, that's right, and after that leg, I decided that I'm going to learn how to swim because it will be a big help for in our everyday lives.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are Filipinos, and I got a best mate that's a Filipino. His name's Errol Saladaga, and he there's a few things I know about Filipinos, that you're very close families. You also love your food. And you are probably the life of the party. Now, Rani, I can imagine you would have been cracking some funnies behind the scenes of the set at The Amazing Race. What's the craziest thing you did, Rani?
I did a couple, but most of them are just mucking around, singing, and all those sorts of stuff, just for entertainment.
can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
Can you tell Sam and Dave why we forgot our lantern?
Oh.
Go on, Rani. Why? Yeah. Why did you?
What happened is I got too excited. Just we were on top of the hill, we were just mucking around with other racers. And then got so excited that I saw Jobelle already finished the task, so I kept them.
And Sefa asked you, like, Rani, are you afraid of anything?
One of the racers, Sefa, he asked me, hey, Rani, it seems that you're not afraid of anything. I said, there's one thing that I'm really afraid of, and it's my wife.
That's great. Fantastic.
Jobelle, I've got one last question for you. Obviously, this has been an amazing life-altering experience, but how important was it to spend this time with your dad? Because this is obviously a memory and something you'll take with you for the rest of your life, and dad and daughters have a special relationship. I've got a 14-year-old daughter. Dave's got a couple of beautiful girls as well. Is this something you will remember and cherish forever?
Oh, yeah. This is something that I'll hold on for the rest of my life. It's something that I'll tell my children. And the relationship that I have with my dad and my mum too has formed pretty much who I am today. So to have this opportunity to share with dad that I'm a grown-up now and they've raised me and this is what I can do has been really special to me.
Yeah, it's been nice seeing you two on the screen as well, Jobelle and Rani. Nice to chat to you lovely people, and we can't wait to see you back whatever you do next.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
See you guys, mate.
See ya.